Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lion. For many months now, the newspapers have been filled with stories about Sputniks, rockets to the moon and other scientific discoveries, such as that amazing machine which can harness seawater and bring controlled heat to vaporizing point. This invention is called Zeta. However, on Southwick Street, they have a cute little gadget that can get into hot water and bring Ben Lyon to boiling point. This is called BB. Anyway, let's drop in on the lions and hear how this scientific world is affecting them.
Mr. Lion, here's your coffee, and your wife says she'll be down in a minute.
Thanks, Aggie.
And if you and Master Richard must read the paper at breakfast, I wish you wouldn't spread them all over the table. They've got food smeared all over the cinema page.
Richard, look what you're doing.
Gosh, have I spoiled any of the pictures?
Well, that all depends on whether or not you think Jane Mansfield should have a marmalade beard.
Mr. Lion, will I serve your coffee over or under your newspaper? Mr. Lion.
Thank you, Aggie.
You must be reading something very interesting.
Alarming is more the word. Ivor Williams was brutally beaten up and searched last night.
Oh, the poor man. How much did they steal from him?
I'm afraid robbery wasn't the motive. Williams is a scientist who's been working on a new rocket fuel. There's been quite a bit of this sort of thing lately, and it always seems to follow the same pattern.
Yeah, I wonder who's in back of it.
My old friend Detective Jack Walsh has a theory that these men are the same agents who came over here disguised as refugees during the war to work for the Nazis.
You mean they were engaged in they were spies, huh?
Yes, and they can't go back to Germany because the Germans refuse to have anything to do with them.
Then who are they spying for?
Any foreign power who's willing to pay the price.
Well, why doesn't the government arrest them?
Well, they've caught a good many, but they can't arrest this gang until they have evidence.
Oh,
Aggie, will you tell my wife that her breakfast is getting cold?
I will.
Aren't women the limit? Ma said she'd be down in a minute, and that was 10 minutes ago.
Son, I can explain that quite easily. You see, minutes, like people, come in two sexes.
They do?
Yes, there's the male minute, which consists of 60 seconds, and there's the female minute, which consists of about 600 seconds.
Well, I'm glad you explained it.
I was just
telling... Explain what, dear?
Oh, honey, I was just telling Richard about male and female minutes.
Well, that's pretty racy stuff.
Now, come on, honey. Sit down and have your breakfast.
Well, I haven't time. I'm picking Barbara up at 9 to go shopping. Just pour me a cup of coffee, please.
Oh, sure, Ma.
Oh, my goodness. What have you men done to the newspaper?
Well, I guess we got kind of excited. We were reading about foreign agents and formulas and transcontinental ballistic missiles.
Richard, did that come out of you?
Yeah, and I feel kind of empty.
What else were you reading about?
Nothing, but we were discussing nuclear fission.
When are you going?
Huh?
Look, honey, we've got to wait until the season opens.
Oh. Well, I better get started. May I borrow the car, Ben?
Ma, you picked a bad time to ask. Pop just had that wing you smashed repaired.
But that could happen to anybody.
All right, honey, you can take it.
Here's the men's department.
Oh, good. I'm going to exchange this waistcoat of Russell's and get him a sweater.
Oh, here comes a salesman. Excuse me, young man. We're looking for someone to take care of us.
Well, and who isn't these days?
Mother means, can you wait on us?
Oh, certainly. And what can I do for you?
I'd like to exchange something for my husband.
Would I do?
I'm afraid not. I want to exchange this waistcoat. Have you anything pretty in a yellow sweater?
Only me.
Then I'd better look for another color.
Young man, how much are those navy blue socks?
Which ones, madam?
The ones that say 7 and 6.
Exchange it in my scene. They are 7 and 6.
Well, then I'll have 4 pairs.
Thank you, madam. I will wrap them up for you.
Good. Oh, Mother, why don't you buy Daddy one of these sweaters?
Well, I can't buy him socks and a sweater. A young man, you think I should change my mind?
Yes. I think it would be a great improvement.
Well, all right, then. I'll have a sweater.
And I'll take this red one for my husband. Do you think it's too small?
What size is your husband?
Well, I don't really know exactly. Say, wait a minute. There's a man exactly the same size as my husband.
Yes. Let's ask him if he'll try the sweater on.
No. No, you mustn't. You see, that gentleman has to be a very important man from the Ministry of Defense.
Oh, my goodness, he is important.
Oh, yes. You see, his head is full of rocket secrets, defense plans, and highly complicated formulas.
Really? He must have an awfully small space left for his brain.
Why, yes, madam. But then, you see, some people need to get along very well without one at all.
I think I'll take this sweater anyway. Just slip it in the bag with Mother's, will you?
But of course. Now then, that'll be £7.19.
Well, then you'd better charge it.
On what account?
On account of because we haven't got enough money with this.
Well, in that case, I'll make out a new bill.
Just charge both of them to me.
Oh, wait a minute, Barbara. You haven't got an account here.
Oh, my goodness, you're right.
Young man, would you please tear up that bill and charge it to Mrs. Van Lyon instead?
Very good, madam. Now I'll have to ask you to identify yourself.
Well, this is perfectly ridiculous. I know who I am.
I mean, you have to prove who you are.
Oh, Mother, show him your diary. It's got your initials BVD on the cover.
BVD? I thought your name was Lyon.
Yeah, but my maiden name is B.B. Virginia Daniels.
Mother, you don't have to explain. Just give him the diary.
I can't. Your father's having the binding repaired. Well, that should satisfy you, young man. Just charge it to me.
Say, I just thought of something. You haven't an account here either.
Oh, you're right. Oh, well, don't worry. Charge it to my husband's account and credit my daughter and add me. Now, listen. Is that clear, or shall I go over it again?
No, please, don't go over it again. I'd rather pay for it myself.
Honestly, young man, you should do something about your nerves. Come on, Barbara. Let's get in the car.
Oh, Mother, you're going in the wrong direction. We parked around the corner.
Then the car must have followed us here. Darling, hold this parcel while I'll unlock the door.
I can't understand it. I'd have sworn we parked it around the corner.
Honestly, you know, Barbara, you're getting terribly vague. That's funny. I can't get the key to unlock the door.
You're probably using the ignition key instead of the door key.
If you look through the window, you'll see the ignition key is in the switch. Now, maybe if I turn this key hard, it'll... Oh!
Oh, fine. Now you've broken the key off in the lock.
You know, I'm sure it's not supposed to do that. Well, I guess we'll just have to force the door open now. Have you got a hairpin?
No. Besides, a hairpin isn't strong enough. We'll have to think of some other way.
Wait a minute. Oh, I've got a wonderful idea.
Well, let's have it.
We can't unlock the door from the outside, right?
So?
So? All we have to do is unlock it from the inside.
And just how do you propose to get inside?
Look, Barbara, I got the idea. You work it out.
Say, maybe if we had a screwdriver, we could do it.
Something wrong, ladies?
Oh, yes, Constable. I wonder if you could help us break into this car.
Well, I... Would you mind repeating that?
Oh, it's all right, sir. It's my father's car.
Yes.
Well, of course, it's Mrs. Lyon. Well, I haven't seen you since you lost your ignition keys.
Oh, yes, you have. The last time, it was the boot keys.
Oh, yes. Well, now, which key did you lose this time?
Oh, she didn't lose it. She broke it off in the door.
Indeed, she did. Clean's a whistle.
And if we don't get it open, my husband will be furious.
Well, we can't let Mr. Lyon get upset. I'll just break the catch on this small ventilation window. And I can reach inside and turn the lock.
Oh.
There. Ah, the door's open. In you get.
Oh, how wonderful. Come on, Barbara.
Oh, Constable, I just don't know how to thank you.
Neither do I. But if we ever have burglars in our house, we'll give you the business.
Much obliged. Good night, ladies.
Goodbye, thanks again. Bye.
Women, they're so helpless.
Ah, Himmel. Helga, that was the boldest operation I have ever seen.
Yeah. Imagine breaking into the private automobile of the Minister of Defenses.
Yeah, with his briefcase still on the back seat. Or to force open the door, they were helped by a British Robert.
Oh. It was too clever. Maybe they really did make a mistake.
No matter. No matter, we must not let that briefcase get away. Taxi! We will follow them. Taxi!
Where to, Gov?
Follow that black saloon car.
Okay, Gov.
I wonder if Daddy's home.
No, dear, he's still at the office.
Oh, baby, is that you?
Of course, I could be wrong.
We're in the living room, Daddy.
I'll be right down.
Say, Mother, did you notice that taxi? I thought it was following us.
Never mind the taxi. Wait until your father hears I had a break into his car.
Oh, hello, girl.
Hello, Daddy.
Hello, my precious, adorable husband.
Baby, what have you been up to?
That's a fine thing to say. Can't I give you compliments without being up to something?
Frankly, no.
What makes men so suspicious?
Women. Now, come on, baby, tell me. Did you spend too much money, damage the car, or did you get mixed up with the police?
Yes.
Which yes did you do?
Just the three of them.
What?
Oh, Daddy, she only spent £10 more than she should, and the car key broke off in the door, so the policeman had to force the window open.
Oh, is that all?
Ben, are you feeling all right, dear?
I never felt better in my life. I got some great news this morning.
Oh, well, tell us.
Yes, Colonel Price asked me to keep it a secret, but I can tell you this much. Our advertising company is going to double their staff, and I'm going to be in charge of all the advertising agents.
Oh, wonderful!
Furthermore, the boss and I are working on a plan that's dynamite. But I'd rather not have you discuss it with anyone just yet, you understand?
You mean I can't go home and tell Russell what a wonderful, clever father I've got?
Well, of course you can, honey. But don't tell him anything he doesn't already know.
All right, I won't. Well, goodbye now.
Oh, Barbara, you're dropping a parcel. Wait, I'll open the door for you.
Thanks, Mother. See you later.
All right, dear. Ben, there's a peculiar-looking woman in the front of the house.
Well, ask Flory to come in.
She's walking up and down with a man.
Then it can't be Flory. Oh, by the way, where are the socks I asked you to buy me?
Oh, I got you a sweater instead.
Well, hi, Ma. Say, who owns that black saloon car in our driveway?
Honestly, Richard, don't you know your father's car when you see it?
Well, sure I do. And that isn't it.
Of course it is.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll take a look.
Ma, those are not Pop's number plates.
That's a mere detail.
Baby, that is not my car.
Oh, no? Then what was this briefcase doing on the back seat?
Let me see that. Phoebe, whose briefcase is this?
Well, really, don't you know your own briefcase?
Mine happens to be on that table over there.
Well, well. You know, when you put them together, they do look alike, don't they?
Oh, fine. You not only drove someone else's car home, but you took their briefcase, too.
Now, you've got to admit they both look alike, Pop. Only this one has a crest on it.
Well, I'd better telephone the police and report this.
I wonder what happened to our car.
Anybody at home?
Yes, my husband, you saucy one.
So, you are the woman who took the car, no?
Oh, so it's your car. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
A mistook, no?
Yes, yes. And I have your briefcase, too. Oh, wouldn't you like to come in?
Oh, nein. Please, could I have the briefcase?
Oh, of course. Richard, hand me that briefcase next to my purse.
And hurry, yeah?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here, Ma.
Here you are.
Danke.
I can't tell you how terrible...
I'll be there.
Well, those Spanish people sure were in a hurry.
Yes, they were. Well, I'm going over and tell Barbara what happened.
Oh, Richard, where's your mother?
She went over to Barbara's.
Oh, she's lucky she isn't in Holloway.
What's the gag?
It's no gag. I've just been talking to the police. That car your mother broke into belongs to one of the ministers of defense.
Brother!
And that briefcase was full of top-secret papers. They told me to guard it with my life.
Pop! Pop!
Son, stop popping! Now, calm down. The police are on their way for it now.
But Ma gave it to the two foreigners.
She did what?
Oh, gosh, they said it was theirs.
What am I going to tell the police? They'll probably have us all up for high treason. The...
Well, take it easy. You're getting hysterical.
I am hysterical. Look, here's a briefcase. Your mother gave them mine by mistake.
Say, you're right. This is one time a mistake of Ma's has paid off.
I wish I could see those crooks' faces when they open my briefcase and find some golf balls, an old pair of socks, and your mother's diary.
Hans, you are sure there's nothing else in the briefcase?
Nein, das ist alles. One little book, six little golf balls, and one pair of very big shoes.
And we thought that woman was a dummkopf. It is us who are dumb in the coughs.
Yeah. Wait until our chief hears we let another foreign power get those rocket fuel plans. Then, as the English say, the pussycat will be out of the mouse. I wonder for who she is working.
What is in the book you took from the briefcase?
This is a little book she's writing in everything she does. It is called A Daisy.
Dummkopf, you mean a dairy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is she writing?
Helga, this is a very dangerous woman. Monday, Florrie and Ben had a fight this morning. So there was only one thing to do. I took her for a ride.
Ach, Himmel.
Things are much more peaceful now. I spent the rest of the day digging in the garden. Helga, this woman is even more cold-blooded than Bertha von Dinka. Remember Bertha?
Yeah. Not for nothing was she known as Bertha von Dinka, the bloodthirsty stinker.
Yeah. But she and Big Heinrich were the best agents in the European theater. Ach, Himmel!
Was is los?
Bertha von Dinka's initials are on this dairy. Look, BVD.
Oh, you are right. But the woman we saw looks nothing like Bertha.
Oh, but you forget Bertha was a master of disguises and a wonderful actress. This woman is maybe Bertha pretending to be stupid.
Oh, no one could be that good an actress. I think this woman has planted this dairy as a red earring.
We will soon find out. If it is Bertha, she will sell to the highest bidder.
Yeah.
So, we invite her to the river barge and introduce her to the chief.
And if she is not Bertha?
We will invite her to the barge and introduce her to the river.
Who are you phoning?
Our little BVD. It is lucky our phone number is inside her daisy.
I wonder what name she is going by now.
I will find out.
Hello?
Hello, please. I would like to speak to the mistress of the house.
Mrs. Lyon?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm afraid she's gone to her daughter's house next door.
Ach, nein.
No, no, it's number 180. would you like the telephone number?
Please, yes.
It's Mount View 3201.
Danke. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Helga, I'm more sure than ever that this house is full of agents.
Why?
The woman I just spoke to had a very thick foreign accent.
Ah, good.
Mother, wasn't it lucky the owners of that car followed you home?
It certainly was.
Miss Barbara, the back door was open, so I came right in. I thought I had better tell you that you'll find...
Oh, I'll get it.
A foreign gentleman's going to telephone you. Hello?
Hello, is that Frau Lyon?
Speaking.
Good. Listen carefully. You are known by another name, no?
That's right.
Then maybe I am an old comrade. V. Gates?
Oh, well, how do you do, Mr. Gates?
I wish to speak about the briefcase.
Oh, now I know who you are. I took your car by mistake.
Oh, please stop beating around the broth. I happen to know you are BVD.
Well, those are my initials, but how did you know?
I am not dumb. I have the brain like your great detective Sherlock Houses.
You mean Holmes?
Yeah, Holmes. And like this Holmes, I am solving everything by seduction.
Well, I don't see what all this has to do with the briefcase.
I wish to offer you something for it.
You mean a reward?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I wouldn't accept anything for it.
Then I will see that you get what is coming to you from the police.
You will, huh?
Yeah. So it is better if you do as I say so, though.
Though?
Yeah. The chief wishes to talk to you and your daughter.
Mother, what's this all about?
The chief of police wants to offer us a reward.
All right, Mr. Gates. We can't refuse an important man like the chief.
You are a very wise woman. Meet me by the pillar box on Vaugh 13 at Vopping right away.
We will.
And remember, tell no one. As the old saying goes, it is a wise mouse that keeps its trap shut. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Get a taxi, dear.
Okay.
Mrs. Lyon, where will I tell your husband you'll be?
Oh, well, I'm not allowed to say, Aggie, but in case he wants to phone me, I'll be standing next to the letterbox on Wharf 13 in Vopping.
Oh, Inspector Brady, wouldn't you like another cup of tea?
I've not had one yet.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'm afraid this ordeal has been a little too much for me.
I'm not surprised. A man doesn't have the formula for a new secret rocket fuel dropped in his lap every day.
No, I'm happy to say.
Well, I feel a lot happier myself. Now it's safely locked away at Special Branch.
Lucky thing my wife switched those briefcases.
More than lucky.
Hey, Pop, everybody in the neighborhood knows what Ma did.
Well, I hope you didn't verify it.
Oh, no, I told them.
Oh, Richard, by the way, this is Chief Inspector Brady of Special Branch. Inspector, this is my son.
How do you do, young man?
Oh, how do you do, sir? It's a great privilege for you to meet me. In fact, in your presence, I feel a great humidity.
Roughly translated, sir, that means he's proud to meet you.
Thank you, my boy.
Oh, and sir, several policemen just followed me to the door. I hope it's nothing personal.
No, I've posted them outside your house as a precautionary measure.
You mean we're in some sort of danger?
I hope not. But if those foreign agents are who I think they are, and if they believe you still have the briefcase, they'll stop at nothing.
Gosh, we might wake up tomorrow and find ourselves dead.
Don't you worry, son. You can sleep safely in your bed. Six of my best men will be with you.
Won't that be a little crowded?
Richard, this is nothing to joke about.
Well, who's joking? Those spies might have slipped back into the house and be waiting to cut our throats.
What was that?
It's only me, Mr. Lyon. I think I stood in a draft over at Miss Barbara's house.
Oh, so that's where you've been. Did my wife come back with you?
No, she's gone out.
Gone out where?
Well, I hate to spoil a big surprise, but she's gone to meet the chief of police.
I'm the chief of police.
Then you'd better hurry up. She left 10 minutes ago.
Aggie, I'm in no mood for jokes.
It's not a joke. A foreign gentleman rang up and said the chief wanted to give her something for returning the briefcase.
Oh, no.
Aye, Miss Barbara's gone with her.
Barbara, too?
Quiet, everybody. Let me handle this. Young lady, have you any idea where they were going?
Oh, the pillar box and Wharf 13 at Vopping.
Good. We'll get them.
Wait, they caught someone.
That was me.
Yes, sir?
Dial Special Branch. Tell them to send reinforcements. Armed. Wharf 13, Vopping. Lyon, you can come along.
Hey, leave room for me, Pop.
Johnson, Benson, let's go.
Come on, Fraulein. Up the gangplank.
Come on, Mother.
Helga. Bertha and her matron is here.
And if it is not Bertha, she will know this barge is their secret hiding out.
Oh, Lieber, stop worrying. I told you if it is not Bertha, she will never live to tell somebody.
Mr. Gates, where are you?
Come here through this door, please.
Oh, boy, that was quite a climb.
Yes, I had no idea the chief lived on a barge.
Well, where's the chief?
He will join us after we have a little talk.
Now, Mr. Gates, you said something about an award, and I...
In a moment. First, we discuss some things with you, Bertha.
Bertha? Did somebody else come in?
I am talking to your mutter.
Do you mean me?
Yeah. I would like to know more about your work.
Oh, well, what do you want to know?
Am I right when I say that you have Bertha been called before?
In my work, I've been called hundreds of names.
And your husband, would he answer if I called him Big Hankel?
He might answer, but he wouldn't be pleased.
So, and during the war, through who were you working?
Through an agent, of course.
In what theater? The ETO or the Pacific?
Oh, they've worked in almost all the theaters. But Daddy told me his favorite one was the Empire. Maybe that's because it was a tremendous success. He killed the people.
Yes, he really murdered them. The boxes were filled every night.
You mean he put them into boxes?
Oh, yes. And those that couldn't get boxes were packed down in the pit.
What a man.
Oh, my mother murdered them, too. I remember one night, she had them screaming.
You mean you tortured them?
Well, yes. You know how it is in our business. Sometimes we torture them, sometimes we kill them, and sometimes we just put them to sleep.
I am convinced, Helga.
So am I. You are a wonderful woman. Will you work with us?
Well, that's very nice of you, but I'm pretty busy right now. Maybe some other time, huh?
How about your husband? Maybe he could work with us.
Oh, I'm afraid he's pretty busy, too. He's working on a very important project right now.
What is this?
Oh, he's going to be in charge of all the agents.
In charge of all the agents?
Yes, Harry Foster, Leslie Grade, MCA. All of them. But you see, it is strictly hush-hush. He doesn't want us to talk about it.
Yes, all he would say was, it's dynamite.
Dynamite? Helga, he must be in charge of all the saboteurs.
Jawohl.
Oh, Mr. Gates.
Hands to you.
And hands to you, too. But you see, we really can't wait much longer.
Tell me one more question. Is your husband going to blow up yet the British rocket stations or the American rocket stations?
Huh? What? What do you think my husband is? A dirty foreign spy?
Oh, have you know he was a colonel in the American Air Force.
So, you were wrong, Hans.
Yeah, I was a dumb cop.
Come, Mother, let's get out of here. It's getting late.
It is later than you think.
He's got a gun.
Well, you just wait until I tell the chief of police about this.
I'm afraid you will never live to tell him.
Oh, yes, she will. Oh, 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 oh. That's gun.
Yes, sir, I've got it.
Him or the chief of police.
Put the handcuffs on them, Johnson. Take
them
out to Black Maria.
Oh, Daddy, are we glad to see you.
And have I been worried about you, too?
Ma, are you all right?
Oh, of course I am, dear.
Well, I was right about those two agents. I've been trying to get something on them for a long time. And thanks to you all, now I've got it. And I've got their chief, too.
Oh, gosh, that's swell.
And I think you and your father will be pleased to hear I shall personally recommend the award of 2 gold medals.
Oh, thanks, but I really don't expect it.
Oh, shucks, me neither.
Good. Because I'm giving them to your mother and your sister.
Oh, danke schön.
That was Life of the Lions, with B.B. Daniels and Ben Lyon, with our children, Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Hugh Morton, Charles Hawtrey, and Wilfred Babbage. The incidental music was by Paul Fenelay, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. The script was by Bob Locke, Ronnie Hambry, and B.B. Daniels. Production by Tom Ronald.